Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, wet weather drying up today, but we're only getting a short break. Mary is tracking the first big storm of the season.
Plus, mudslide fears, the urgent warning this morning with more rain on the way.
And lifting restrictions when the governor could announce the regional stay-at-home order is over. Good morning to you. It's Monday, January 25th. I'm Lynn Keats.
And I'm Michelle Griego. We are talking wind today and rain tomorrow. So let's get right over to Mary Lee with a look at our forecast. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Michelle. Gusty conditions as we start off our day. In fact, gusts up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. So the rain has stopped, but still tracking the winds this morning. With the wind advisory in effect until 10 a.m. for San Francisco as well as for the coast. And you can see that wind, that flag whipping in the wind this morning as we look to San Francisco. Temperatures in the 30s and in the 40s. And checking current sustained winds, 21 in Concord, 32 at SFO, and 20 mile per hour winds in San Jose. As we head through the afternoon, we are looking at sunshine, but with those winds, it's going to be feeling even cooler out there. So low 50s along the coast, mid 50s around the bay and inland this afternoon. As we take you hour by hour on Futurecast, and you can see that sunshine this afternoon, and then tracking the strongest storm so far this year. Now, as we head through Tuesday morning, it's going to be a dry start, but watch as that rain moves in as we look to Tuesday afternoon with the heaviest rain pushing in more intense rainfall Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. We are looking at an atmospheric river setting up for us Tuesday through Thursday. All right, let's check in with Gianna for a look at traffic. And boy, it is windy as we start off our day.
Yeah, it is windy out there. We've got wind advisory in effect for the Bay Bridge. And now I'm tracking an official traffic alert for southbound 680. Right as you work your way towards that 24 connector, this is your ride through Walnut Creek. We've got the two left lanes blocked as well as those right lanes. So that's basically leaving one middle lane for traffic to kind of squeeze through there. Injuries reported in this crash and heavy delays. We're seeing that on our sensor. So use Ignacio Valley as an alternate or any other surface street through there. But we're also seeing quite a few brake lights. Things certainly getting crowded for that ride into the Altamont Pass. Westbound at 205 from Mountain House, extending all the way to just a bit beyond North Flint. And a few brake lights now as you approach the Dublin interchange. Your travel time sitting at 37 minutes to go from 205 over towards 680. Wind advisory in effect for the Bay Bridge. No delays at the toll plaza. You will, though, start seeing some brake lights once you're past this point up the incline and as you travel westbound heading into San Francisco.
Right now, parts of the San Lorenzo Valley and the north coast of Santa Cruz County are under an evacuation warning. With heavy rain and high winds expected this week, there's a possibility for mudslides and debris flow. The winds and rain expected late tomorrow night into early Wednesday morning. And CAL FIRE officials are afraid of what could happen on the burn scars of this summer's CZU lightning fires. Officials say for those in evacuation zones, it is critical to leave when asked to do so.
By the time the rain starts falling at that intensity, it's already too late if you aren't already gone. If you hear a debris flow coming, it's already too late.
CAL FIRE says they expect to issue mandatory evacuation orders today. Now, there are also concerns about possible mudslides and debris flows in the North Bay, where the LNU burn scar on the Sonoma County hillsides goes right down to the neighborhoods below. But the assistant fire marshal in the Santa Rosa area tells KPIX 5 they are prepared.
We're not taking it lightly. We've been sending out a lot of messages and information to our community. Hopefully, a lot of those property owners have heeded to the warnings and have put measures in place.
For the most up-to-date information on the weather, download the KPIX 5 News app. There you can watch our newscasts, our 24/7 CBSN stream, and sign up for breaking news alerts.
Happening today, we are learning Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to lift the state's regional stay-at-home order. Let's get right over to KPIX 5's Emily Turner, live in Walnut Creek with the details. Emily?
Yeah, finally some good news that I think we are all very much excited for. Sources close to the governor say that that announcement will come this morning, that the shelter-in-place order will be lifted, which means outdoor dining opportunities like this, which have been shut down and empty, well, they're going to have to bring the tables back out, the heaters, because those could open as early as today. We're moving back now into the colored tiers. That's the reopening system we'll be re-entering. But last night, members of the California Restaurant Association received this email stating that senior members in the Newsom administration had informed the association that the governor would be lifting that stay-at-home order today. This would give restaurants the all-clear to resume outdoor dining. So far, the state has refused to release data that proved outdoor dining contributed to transmission.
Without anybody else being able to look at this data, whether it's, you know, local officials or doctors or even us business people, to be able to predict a reopening, where is it? Where is this data? How is it being used?
The governor's Office of Emergency Services got back to us last night with a statement saying, quote, "We see promising signs that California is slowly emerging from the most intense stage of this pandemic. We continue to look at what that means for the regional stay-at-home order and anticipate that the State Department of Public Health will provide a formal update tomorrow morning." Tomorrow morning, of course, being this morning. Now, this is all happening as over the weekend, the state's ICU occupancy rate moved to 23.3%. So good news, moving in the right direction. Also good news, moving in the right direction with things reopening. So hopefully we are now coming out of the darkest period of this. Reporting live in Walnut Creek, Emily Turner, KPIX 5.
Going live now to San Francisco, today Mayor London Breed will give an update on the city's ongoing efforts to fight COVID-19. She'll be joined by Director of Health, Dr. Grant Colfax. You can watch that live on CBSN Bay Area at 1:15. Today's update will follow the mayor's hopeful tweet on Friday saying the city could reopen soon as the rate of transmission drops. She said the city's reproductive rate for the virus is now below one. So on average, that means each infected person is passing it along to less than one other person. Happening today, we're expecting to learn more about the Placer County man who died hours after getting the coronavirus vaccine. An Auburn woman posted on Facebook saying the man was her grandfather's aide, a 60-year-old who got the shot at a senior living facility on Thursday. Shortly after, he was having trouble breathing and mentioned his legs felt tingly. Well, he died a few hours later. The coroner's office is doing an autopsy. The county is expected to release more details today.
Today on Capitol Hill, an article of impeachment against former President Trump will be delivered to the Senate. The House has impeached Mr. Trump for incitement of insurrection for his alleged role in provoking the Capitol Hill riot earlier this month. In a scene similar to the first impeachment a year ago, nine House members will personally deliver the article. A trial is set for the week of February 8th. Now going live to the White House, happening today, President Biden will sign an executive order to strengthen American manufacturing. It starts a process to make good on a campaign promise to strengthen federal Buy American rules. A similar order signed by former President Donald Trump had little effect because his administration waited until his second to last day in office to formalize the changes. An administration official said President Biden will set a 180-day deadline to deliver on changes. The idea is to use tax money to buy American and support American jobs.